Sunday night, Kuf Tes.
You ever get tired, I can bring my cassette with me.
We'll start from Sif. Start from Sif Beis. We basically finished Sif Aleph. Yeah. In Maschil, there's Balalim Shliach Tzibur. So there's another way to deal with having started after the Tzibur, and we said before you have to finish Mona Esrei, you have to be ready to answer Kedusha, you have to finish before they get up to Kedusha, or Modim, or maybe Shemayat Tfilah, Kaddish. There's another way of dealing with Kedusha, at least. And really with the Omein of Akel HaKadosh and the Omein of Shemei HaTfilah also, and Modim. Really deal with all of that. And that is, in Maschil L'Spalolim Shliach Tzibur, you start together with the Shliach Tzibur, and you say together the Shemon Esrei with him. So in such a case, K'she'agiyam Shliach Tzibur L'Nagdishach, Yomer Ilo, Imo Mila B'Mila, Kol HaKadusha K'moshu Omer. So the Yochid, who normally does not say Kedusha, cannot say Kedusha, but when he's saying it together with the Shliach Tzibur, he's sort of combines with the Shliach Tzibur, and it's okay for him to say Kedusha now. It's like he's together with the Shliach Tzibur. V'chein yomar imo mila b'mila birkas hakel hakadosh u'birkas shemei tefillah. And this way, it's the equivalent of answering Amen, really for two reasons. First of all, you're saying it with the Shliach Tzibur, so that's like answering Amen, saying it together with him. And also, the people answering Amen to the Shliach Tzibur are answering Amen to yours too. So that's how you're fulfilling the Anias Amen of Akel HaKadosh and Shemei HaTfilah. Theoretically, you know, the rest of the tefillah is not so, you don't have to, but as a practical matter, right, if you don't want to get a tumult in saying Shemon Esrei, so you'll say already every bracha together with the Shliach Tzibur. This way you'll know that you'll manage Shemei HaTfilah and Modim. Bekami chavim shagia Shliach Tzibur l'modim. Yagia gam hu l'modim ol ha'tov shimcha l'chonu al ha'odos, where he's bowing down anyway, k'day sheyesh chem ha'tzibur Shliach Tzibur b'modim.
But after Modim, you're on your own?
Yeah, theoretically after Akel HaKadosh you're on your own, as long as if you could shtim Shemei HaTfilah and then Modim. So you might as well say the whole Shemoneh Esrei with it. The truth is,
if you come faster, then you can finish before Shemei HaTfilah and then you can answer Manish to.
So that's a Shaila in the post-game, if this whole Sif is B'diyeved. We're going to see now the Ramah. The Ramah holds the whole thing is B'diyeved. Hagah v'lechatchila, this is not a thing to do. V'lechatchila lo yaschol adach Hashem HaKadosh v'Kel HaKadosh. But then you have to make sure you'll finish by Shemei HaTfilah, right? So that's Ela shem hutzach lehaschol mikoyach shasho overes or g'delith morgulu l'tfilah dina hachi. That's a tour, and the Ramah holds like that. Many Rishonim many Rishonim describe it as a l'chatchila dika way of davening. Maybe it's not tefillah b'tzibur, there's a shtikl Torah, it's tefillah hatzibur, not tefillah b'tzibur. That's already the raid. But that's the basic machlokes. We'll see what the Mishnah Berurah said. That's the basic machlokes. If this is a thing to do l'chatchila, or just to be able, if you found it happening, then or you don't have time to wait, so you don't have any other Eitzah, so this is your Eitzah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Mila B'Mila, Pirish Yomer Imo Nekadesh, this includes Nekadesh, the Dor V'Dor, not Atokadosh, you say the Dor V'Dor together with the Chazan, he says the Dor V'Dor, you say the Dor V'Dor, you're with him. What?
He says
even if he's davening Nusach Sfard, you probably should daven Nusach Sfard also, then you'd be saying Nagdishach, Nusach Sfard. Achakach Yispal Bifnei Atzmum.
And it applies to all the brachas then? You're saying the whole Shemoneh Esrei?
All the brachas are non-obligatory. You're not supposed to. I don't know if it's a steer. I don't know if it would ruin everything you've done. But part of the idea of saying Kedusha, especially the high point of this methodology is Kedusha, that the Yochid saying Kedusha within his own Shemona Esrei.
Right. That even if you're stam answering in a svarat, you would say that Kedusha. Not if you're being mechavim together with the shlitzim. If you're in a svarat minion, you say Nagdisha, right? You
don't. Where
say
are you?
If you're stam in the kahal.
Not in Shmuel Esrei.
Not in the middle
Shmuel. Yeah, of course you say Nagdisha.
So certainly,
yeah,
if you're saying it together with the shlitzim, you would say Nagdisha.
Yeah. I'm saying not only because you anyway have to, you would say Nagdisha, but especially when you're unifying yourself with the chazan, you certainly have to say whatever he says.
What about the rest of the brachas?
It depends if you choose to say it together with him and you want that certain quality of whatever quality exists for Shomea Tefillah and Hakel HaKadosh, right? Doing this ensures you that quality that it's like you answered Amen. Either because you said it with him or because everybody who answered it. So by the same token, you could and perhaps even should choose to do it by every bracha, and by that token, you would say every bracha word for word by him.
I'm saying that the content of the bracha is to say Chachma Bina Vadas, or to say Dana Bina Haskim.
It's better if you want the quality of being the
bracha is the same bracha.
If you want the quality of unifying yourself with him, so to speak, I would say his most.
Everything. Yeah. What about the words of Divrei Kodesh HaKadosh Lemur?
Yeah, also with him. Yeah. We're going to see in a second. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah will say it. You don't say Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha. No, if you the Duchani, you do not say you do not prompt the Kohanim. The guy davening along with the Chazan does not prompt the Kohanim. He does not answer Amen to the Kohanim's bracha. Chazan does not. So the Kohanim is bracha baruch atah Hashem. But he does answer Amen. The guy davening also, like the Chazan, answers Amen to Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerech. Neinu does not say. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah.
He answers Amen to the Birkas Kohen.
Who?
Even though he's in his Tiller Shemon Esrei.
Yeah.
And that's the same. And the same thing is by the Shatz. The same thing is by the Shatz.
Yeah, it's sort of because the Shatz came first, so to speak. That it's because the Shatz does, he also does.
Is that only by the real Duchanin, or even when in Chutz Loretz they say the Nusra?
No, only by real Duchanin when you're answering Amen. In Chutz Loretz you're just answering Ken Yiratzon, and it's really nothing. You're just faking it. You're not really doing anything. You have to make sure not to answer Amen to the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Asher, right? You do not answer Amen to that, but you do answer Amen to V'yishmerecha V'chunecha and Shalom. So, Mila B'mila. Yes, you say the Kaddish, the Dovidor, and Akela Kodesh, Akach Yisbal B'fnei Atzmo. If you want to daven yourself and you'll finish before he gets up to Shema Tefillah, that's fine. Okay. I don't see how the Mishnah Berurah could say that. Because if you're supposed to be... Oh, no, I guess he's talking about you go ahead. If you zoom ahead, you go ahead. Because he has you not saying all the middle brachas together with the chazan. So you're just going ahead. So if you're going ahead, you say quickly aneinu, and then you just... Say the word Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Atfilah together with him. That's good enough.
The same pace he had said.
No, he's going. You're not going the same pace. You're not. You know. You're not necessarily going with the Chazan and the other brachas. Birchas Hakel Hakadosh. Yeah. Pirish Yichavim B'Shtei Brachos Elo L'Sayim Mashliach Tziva B'Yachad. Oz Ein Tzorach Tu L'Anias Elu Hu Amenim.
Can't be counted as part of the minion.
I'd say no. You're not listening to Chazaras. Better, but you can't. But you're not. You're not part of a tzibur that's listening to Chazaras Shatz.
If
what Chazan can, because. I'll do the and do more research. But you see, the Mishnah Berurah said something very important here that maybe we didn't notice. The lashon of the mechaber is you have to say the whole bracha mila b'mila. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's really lav dafka. You just have to conclude the bracha together with it. As the words of the mechaber are mila b'mila birkos hakel hakadosh. The Mishnah Berurah says pirish is just l'sayim im hashliach tzibur b'yachad. So that's a big difference, especially if you're trying to keep up. You don't really have to go at his pace even in these brachas. You just have to conclude with him.
Then you have Arya's question again.
What?
That same exact same words.
Again, I think if you want the quality of davening with him, you should not say the words.
If you have a shliach tzibur, you know, does a very quick Baruch Hashatz. Can you start the first bracha before him so you can be up to Kiddushin?
We're going to see that. It's going to be dealt with. V'gam yechavein by modim ayin leob sivkot nyin aleph v'zivim amimram kodim togeles v'pal mila v'mila l'kayim shchiyah v'ameinim v'she yimar l'espal alash yogir shlechtiv l'moidim. Better say word for word with him, as I told you, it avoids a lot of problems. If you want to just shoot ahead and make sure you finish before he gets up to it, you're going to daven without kavana. You're just shooting ahead. You just have a goal line that you have to get to before the 4 minute mark. Just daven together word for word for him. It's the best way. But you don't do it lechatchila. It's only if you're stuck. The sefer your rabbi erech become a poiskim, and we shown him I will learn. The afilu lechatchila mutal lahaskel mashliach tzibur b'shabbat. This is something you can do lechatchila. Because of a chayyoda, by the chayyoda shemash from yizeh, minayid al kuponu b'shakris, b'vadi yesh lo hakul b'zeh, they shall yitzarech lantan kol kach mashiv rechadosha, ayin sham, afilu b'mincha yesh lo hakul b'zeh, yedei tzarech ksas, and because of b'zeh b'mayim mordechai, chayin zah kodzim b'zeh b'bog b'giborim, v'zeh l'shono, mishu v'ein yochol ishar, shiyobu ma'ashlich tzibu l'moidim, im yaskol akher kedusha, v'zeh b'yizbala l'zeh, yochol askol ma'ashlich tzibu v'yom yim ha'mila, kedusha v'chom tfilu mila b'mila.
The Mechaber says he should say Nakdi Shof along with the Chazan. Is that because of his minhag that the Tzibur never said Nakdi Shof in the Kadesh? Or is it, would that even apply Bismanenu where everybody says the Kadesh?
Certainly Bismanenu.
So you couldn't say it with the Tzibur, you'd have to say it
with the Chazan. With the Chazan. Okay, let's see the Bir Halacha. In Maschil Hispalel, the first Bir Halacha. I am Ashik Zalman and Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yudalid, B'Shem El Yorabo, the Sfirle, the Zem Mutra, Filo Lachatchila. Achim Omad Hispalel, Mikodem Ashliach Tzibur, Mitoch Kavanos Amarubo, I made the Sibir Gil, the Kedusha, Ashliach Tzibur, Elehebach, Shizkalach, Shizkalach, Tzibur, Machmash, Erech, Ashliach Tzibur, Gila Kedusha, but you didn't start together with him, Bekitzo. Mashma mi nei sham, the zem li di day, ain't a mudirak with the yebed. But nearly do a din, shen lo eitz acheris, lishmo yaha Kedusha. Kitzo the Mishnah Berurah paskins in such a case, you can do it with the yebed, meaning you're not supposed to allow such a situation to develop, but you can do it. If it does,
you
can answer Kedusha. You can say Kedusha together with the Chazan, even if you started earlier or later than he did. The Shmon Esrei. Even if you started Shmon Esrei when he was saying Atog Yibor the Lom Hashem Chaim Yisumet Rav Lo Shia, you were going Baruch Hashem Kenel 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 Kenel. To say Kedusha, you should, you must. What do you mean, can you?
No, you're in a Shmon Esrei.
I don't. What is
your
question?
You're talking about if you happen to make it with him. You see.
What's your question? What's the case? A
you
person.
Started before, you realize. You thought they just started Shmon Esrei. You walked in, so you started Shmon Esrei, but they're really just finishing. And now the Chazan starts 4 seconds after you started.
So you
you're 4 seconds. Okay. 10
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah.
So you're up to
join up with him.
You have to chaim esim, you wait.
You mean if you realize what's going on?
Yeah.
L'chayri, yeah.
That's
the suffix in the Bir Halacha. He ends up that, yeah. Shein Eitz Acheres, Shmias Kedusha, you can do that.
But he also means that you can't go hear another Kedusha. I mean, the Chachil would be better to continue and to say you're in Kedusha. Have your Kedusha son. Or you can. You really could do Chazar Sashats afterwards by yourself, couldn't you?
What?
Could you be matriarch people to make this?
You can't do Chazar Sashats.
That's only if you're doubting.
It's only if that's your silent Shmona Esrei. The next beer alocha, I'm going to burn my time to tzar chalishtek v'lishmoya. That's why the chatchila you shouldn't do it. Okay, that's. It goes back and forth whether you can say nekadesh, whether it's because of nekadesh that it's not lechatchila because you can't say nekadesh. Okay, we'll stop here. So what have we learned? You start together, but you don't have to start together, but even if you're earlier or later, you don't say Aneinu, you say everything, you even say Amein of the Yivarech Hashem Yishmarecha, and those Ameins you say. You don't say L'kenu L'kei V'Seinu. What happens if you're in Eidus HaMizrach Minyan, and they're saying the same Talamot Talabracha, they have some bracha there, get a siddur, you gotta make sure you have a siddur before you start Shmarecha, so you say that bracha alone. They have this huge bracha. When I'm in America, so I wasn't in a long time, but now I was just there. I was just there a long time. I daven in Bnei Yosef, corner of Ocean Parkway and Avenue P. So it's a Syrian, because they duchen every day. But they say the long Yehi Shlomo Rabba, you know. So sometimes I say Kaddish, I gotta get a siddur. And then they all yell out. I see the Syrian minig, they all yell out. That's why they were all rich. Revach! They all give a yell. And it works. They're all rich people.